All right. Once again, we are so happy to have Sister Tilly John, who's going to be speaking to us this morning. We love and appreciate Sister Tilly. She was just telling me before the call that she has so many different things that she feels like she can share with the church, a lot of great things that have happened in her life. And we know that her family is growing. She's a very good grandmother, and I know that this morning she had her hands full with her grandchildren. So if we hear some kids here in the background, I know that we will understand. Thank you, Sister Tilly, for making the sacrifice of being able to speak with us this morning. With that said, I'm going to turn it over to you now, Sister Tilly.
Thank you, Brother Vic. God bless everyone. I'm really nervous. I thought of a lot of different things to speak because I had so many testimonies that I've been wanting to share, but I couldn't pick one. So I'm just going to let God have his way with a couple of the testimonies that came to my mind. In 2018, August, I have a testimony about my grandson. My daughter-in-law was pregnant, and she started to go in labor at around 6 months. So, you know, we kept going to the doctors and everything, doing all we could, you know, to prevent it and everything. She has preeclampsia, so that was not good for her. And I kept praying. My prayer was for everything to be okay with Kelly so she could have the strength with this preeclampsia to, you know, to carry the baby so everything will be okay with her and the baby. Well, the following month, she went into labor, and the doctor couldn't hold it anymore. They gave her and my son a lot of bad reports. They said she wouldn't make it. My son had to choose that day his wife or the baby. So of course he chose his wife, and the baby was born 3 pounds, and there was a lot of complications. The tests came back, said he was born with pneumonia. And that kind of like freaked us out, because how can a baby be born with pneumonia and this baby, as long as they're not even developed? So I kept praying. The whole family kept praying, seeking God. And then on the third day, the doctor called a family meeting. They said it didn't look good. We went there expecting for the worst. I tried to get my husband, you know, Kelly's parents was here, my in-laws, Larry, Kathy. We figured just try to get the kids out of the hospital while we can, you know, to give them some comfort and whatever. The doctors just, it was not good with the meeting. And then he looked at me and he said, you know, I have to tell you that there was a reason why this baby was born so soon. And I just looked at him and he was like, because so we can save his life. If he would have stayed any longer, he wouldn't have made it. So it kind of went from bad, from the baby not living, to we have a chance and he's got hope. And he was born so premature in order for them to help him so they can clear the pneumonia. And I went back to, you know, to my prayers. And on the way to the hospital, I went ahead of myself. I'm sorry. I heard the scripture Isaiah 55:8, and this is what I proclaimed, me and Kelly's parents and my husband, on the way there. And it was like a 60-mile drive, and we prayed all the way there. And the verse says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." So he wanted me to know that it's not my way. It's not what I wanted. It's in his way. So I want to thank him today, because my grandson is whole. His lungs are whole. and he has no birth defects whatsoever. My prayer was for him to be born full term, and that was not God's way, because I needed to understand God's way, God's plan for my grandchild to live. At the time, it seemed so devastating for us to see this 3-pound baby, and it's just nothing was good. And then it went from him not living to him being able to live, and he had a chance. And I want to give God the glory for that. I promised him that I was going to give that testimony, and it's been a long time waiting. And then I wanted to share with you guys, I was raised in a broken home. My grandfather and my aunt raised me. I never was down and out about it. I was always heard about my mom. I always wished to be with my mom, and it used to devastate me that I wasn't with her. But I had such a good family and such a good upbringing and such a just good surrounding that I was okay. And it never really bothered me. And the other night, a week ago, I was going through something. I was very frustrated. I was very angry. Me and Michael had a very big argument. After hours, I just went upstairs and I went in bed. It's like about 4:00 in the morning. And I was just crying and crying and crying. And I'm just so overwhelmed and frustrated. And out of nowhere, but at the same time, I was praying, if that makes any sense. And then I just started to go back to my childhood and my upbringing. And I'm like, and I just started crying so bad, more than what I was already crying, and I couldn't understand it. I'm like, okay, God, I don't get it. I never had these thoughts growing up. I never went through these feelings, these emotions when I was growing up, and I can't understand why is it hurting me so bad right now. And I said, is this the enemy trying to torment me, to bring something on me that a path that I'm not supposed to go on, to keep me away from you? And I said, if this is of you bringing this to my attention, that I be free from it, then I give it to you, and I'm let it be for your glory, that I would be able to be a testimony and be used for someone else that is hurt and whatever they went through in their childhood. And I instantly started to calm down, and there was like a calm, and I started thanking God, because I guess I had some things in my life and my heart that I wasn't recognizing, and I guess I had to let go of some things. And yesterday, Sister Letty's devotion came to me. I believe it was Sister Letty that said, there, you have to let some pieces fall off of you in order to go forward and then pick it back up and be used. So I'm still in the process, but I do want to thank God that he bring those things to my attention and I can be free from the hurt, the shame, doubt, whatever it was that was going through my mind at that time. And I struggled finding the Lord. I always loved God, and I always wanted to get baptized. My mom was baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, my mother-in-law, father-in-law. But I grew up with my grandfather, and they was like Catholic, but only like on Easter they was Catholic. They went to a Catholic church and took communion, and that was once in a while. So I didn't really know how to find God. I didn't really know, you know, how to, what church to go to and what was right. Because everybody used to say, you know, the church your mother's going to is not right. That's not the right kind of church. So I was kind of confused. So I just used to pray and just try to see God. And then after my mom got sick and I went to go live with her and help take care of and raise the kids. And I kept praying. And when my mom got better, we were starting to go to church. And I said, I made up my mind that I'm going to get baptized. And then these other, like, Trinity Gypsy people came from another church and bring a whole bunch of confusion about everybody was listening to them, and they was just about to get out of truth. There was a lot of confusion because nobody hasn't been going to church and everyone was backslidden. So that confused me. And I was like, I don't know what to do. If I go this way, it's the easy way. I can wear makeup. I can wear jewelry. I could live for God the way I can live the way I want to live and still live for God. But if I go this way, it's hard. I have to give up everything. So I heard a voice in my head that told me the easy way is not the right way. And it just hit my heart. And I was like, okay, I know which way the Lord is leading me into the truth. And because the way that is easy was going to lead me to destruction and hell. So I want to thank God for that still small voice that he's spoken to me. And I didn't get baptized right away after that. It was about 2 years later. And it took me a while to get the Holy Ghost. I seek God for it for a while, but I got it, and I thank God for it. I don't know what I would do without God in my life. I don't know what I would do without the Holy Ghost. And I want to thank Pastor Clark for pushing prayer. Back when we first came to the church in 08, he was preaching on prayer and pushing prayer. And I want to thank him for that, because if he didn't do that, I don't know where I would be right now in my walk with God, because it's only by prayer and fasting that I made it through some most difficult times in my life, in my marriage, with my children, and with myself. I don't know where I would be. So I just want to give God the glory, and I want to thank God for a good man of God and his wife that he put in my life. And that's it, Brother Vic. That's all I have.
And it was a powerful, powerful testimony. And thank you once again, Sister Tilly, for sharing such personal details with us. And I, as Sister Tilly was speaking this morning, I remember Sister Tilly. I remember going with Pastor to the hospital to see the baby and how tiny that baby was. And it was indeed a miracle baby. And it's so good to hear that the baby is doing just fine now. And you know what? Sister Tilly also spoke about something when she's mentioned about the emotions. If we're not careful, these emotions can get a hold of us and begin to affect us in a negative manner if we're not careful. But the Bible tells us to cast down imaginations, and it talks about bringing into captivity every thought, and that includes emotions and feelings, to the obedience of Christ. Once again, Sister Tilly, thank you. Thank you for opening up with such personal details. Church, why don't we go ahead and thank God right now for what we've heard this morning and allow the Spirit of God to begin to deal with us with everything that Sister Tilly has shared with us this morning. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for Sister Tilly, for her family, for her children, her grandchildren, Lord Jesus, and the miracle that you've provided to her and her family with that little baby, and the miracles that you continue to provide, Lord Jesus, and teaching us how to keep everything in perspective, Lord Jesus, and to hold our faith, Lord God, and be able to get through every situation, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask and we pray. Praise God. And with that said, church, we want to remind everyone that we do have our church service tonight, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. prayer, 7:30 p.m. service, and we want to see everyone there. Praise God. With that said, have a great day. Amen.